Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Edition. Got my hat backwards for Dan Quinn. Go Commanders edition. I love it when this guy's our cousin sub of the day. When we eventually find him and locate him edition. Right before the show, I had to revoke a squeaky ball toy because otherwise you'd be hearing it across ESPN Wisconsin edition of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, home of the Dam Sports Show. Jesse, when are you going to be a guest on that show?
When I'm invited.
I'm going to invite you on behalf of Wally and Corey. I think they would enjoy hanging out with you.
Maybe. If they didn't enjoy it so much, they could invite me.
Well, the gauntlet has been thrown down. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. Now, I feel like I've spent a lot of face time on video this week, so hopefully I won't be alone in that pursuit again today. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. Jesse, good morning.
Morning, Jason.
And scheduled to appear from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at the Avenue and the 3rd Street Market Hall in Milwaukee. You hear him every weekday from 5 to 6 on the Homer Hour. With a cavalcade of stars. You hear him on the Marquette Men's Basketball Radio Network. And, of course, you see him on God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip. But most importantly, there it is. Nice walk-up music and everything. He is a guy that, while we don't always see eye to eye, and he irritates me when he just turns his show over to his co-hosts when I'm on, I owe a huge part of my career to him, and I love him like the crazy uncle of mine that he is. He is Steve the Homer True. Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. How are you today, Jason?
I'm great. I was just cleaning up my desk, and I was rereading the Homer Christmas letter, which got me ready for today's show. I'm in a great mood. Excited to have you. I hope you're excited to be here. You still have the Homer Hour tonight? You got other activities
throughout
the day?
No, Homer Hour tonight. Homer Hour tonight.
Are we preempted?
Tonight. I'm preempted by Marquette pregame from 5 to 6, so there is no show.
And who do the Golden Eagles face tonight?
They play Villanova. with, I think he's the leading scorer in the country. This big wide body guy, Dixon, and no one would have ever anticipated that. But they're pretty good. Not great, but pretty good.
Okay. Well, I know you love to talk Marquette basketball everywhere except on our show, so I will not continue to press you.
I love talking Marquette basketball when doing Marquette basketball. I believe the job of doing this show or my show is to create and be there for the largest audience, and I checked. The largest audience in the state of Wisconsin is the Packer audience, so I'm devoted to that audience, even though I certainly have a special place in my heart for Marquette.
So my question's about Mike Broeker, who is a fantastic guy, and I'm really excited for him to be the new athletic director. You're not going to answer those questions on this
program.
No,
I would join that club. I am in awe of people, and we haven't had this discussion, but it's pretty clear to me that this was a dream job, and I love to see somebody who's worked hard, not necessarily to get the job, but they gave him an opportunity, and I can't think of anybody who's ever been happier at getting a chance to do their dream job. And I can't, as I was there yesterday, I was thinking, I wonder, when was the last time I had a dream job? I don't know.
Well, I have one. I'm really lucky I get to do that, too.
Well, no, but you didn't, like, you didn't want it the way he wanted it. I mean, he'd been there for 20 years. I mean, did you ever have something that you worked at and dreamed of for so long? Mine was to be a Big Ten tennis player. So.
And you were.
And I was in the flukiest situation ever. But, I mean, I don't, you know, it still occurred, yes. History says, yep. History says I have a legitimate letter sweater and Ted Kellner does not.
There you go.
And I love
to
mention that every day.
I'm sure
I informed him they can name the school after you. And only one of us earned his way into the W Club.
Very, very fair. I would be curious, did you not grow up? I know I always love it when we get into discussions about your dad and you and your brother being thought to be orphans on the teams they were on because no one came to your games.
I don't know that my dad ever attended an athletic event of mine after he got kicked out of the Little League park by my younger brother for being too obnoxious.
Another one of the Hall of Fame homer
stories. Rooting for opponents.
Yeah, I don't think that.
No, I got it. I didn't ban him. My brother did. So.
I like your brother more and more every day. I'm curious, though, did you dream of being a radio host? Like,
never,
were you
never.
Doing play-by-play in the backyard?
No, I thought it was a pathetic occupation. Like, if you're a real person, you'd be an athlete, and then if you were not as good an athlete, you become a coach. So I wanted to become a coach, and then I lost out in the finalist job for the tennis coach at Indiana, and then I said, I guess I'll do this. And people said, a friend of my family said, are you okay? I think you might need some help. I go, what do you mean? Like, you have a college degree in accounting, almost a 4.0, and you've decided you're going to go into radio, never having done it before, and you didn't actually do an interview. You were interviewed. I said, yeah, that pretty much covers it. He says, well, if you ever get your life straight and squared away, just call me and I'll hire you.
As an accountant.
And that was 1980, and haven't called him since.
How long has it been since I started with you on another station that you used to be on, which I'm not going to mention them because I'm not a fan.
Night with Uncle Homie, WISN. Yeah, I'm very grateful.
I'm sure you are.
Mark Belling, because he had a huge audience, and then people listened to me, and I was good enough that they liked me. But I don't know that my career would have escalated as it did. As you know, I was on ESPN National very early on with Tony Bruno and
I did know that. Yeah. I did not know about the accounting degree, which has got my interest piqued. So do you do all your own taxes or do you have a tax guy?
I do not. I think you need to find someone who's better than you are, and I did, and so they do it. I never spent one day as an accountant. I was a computer science major for one semester at Wisconsin.
Debits
I took a class
credits.
And turned in the exam. It's the only time I ever said this. I turned to the teacher and said, you win. And I went home and told my mom, my parents, I was going to get a D, my first D. I don't think I've ever even, I got a C once in high school when I tried to get a C. But I said, I tried. It's just too hard. Well, it turns out I got a B, which only means, I guess, that everybody else was doing worse than I was, but I didn't know that at the time.
And which of the many schools you attended did this occur at?
That was at Wisconsin. So okay. After one semester, I said, I'm out of this. So I said, I think I'll go into business. And I thought the smartest people in the business were accountants. So I said, all right, I'll be an accountant. And the rest is history. And my greatest claim is at IUSB, I had to take advanced accounting. And in the semester, the professor teaching it was the worst professor I'd ever had. I'd had him with. And so I said, I'm going to take advantage.
You'd had him for another class previously?
Yes, before that. Yeah, cost accounting. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take advanced accounting 2 before advanced accounting 1. So I can avoid this professor. And they said, you can't do that. I said, well, what if I get the professor's approval? I said, okay. So I go in and ask the professor, and he said, what? So yeah, I want to take your class, advanced accounting 2, before advanced accounting 1. He says, go for it. So half the class failed the first test, of which I was a part of.
Oh, you were people. Among the failures.
Yes. Okay. I mean, that's first class. I mean, I felt like, okay, I'm... And then, like, half the class dropped the class. And so now we're down to, like, 8 or 10 people. And I thought, all right, I'll give it a shot. And I ended up doing okay. So, but at Wisconsin, my greatest feat academically ever... You take your first accounting class, and they're like 200 people. The professor said, look, you get 100 on a test. We will announce your name, and you get to leave the next class because you don't have to go over the review of the class. The second test, Homer nailed it, a 100. All right. I don't know who the two other people were. Steve True, stand up. You can leave. Yes. I mean, how many years ago was that? I remember it like it was yesterday, looking around all those people. And I don't even want to be an accountant. So anyway, that's all.
And that was when you had that curly mop of hair that I've seen the photos.
I'm sorry. Let's move on to other stuff. No one cares.
Matthew chimes in on the in the YouTube comments. Homer reminds me of my grandpa, but younger. I think that's a compliment. Uncle Homie.
The first time I got to play in the Lombardi Classic, I walk up and the kid comes up and says, "You Homer?" I go, yeah, and I thought, hey, you know, no one knows. He says, my grandpa loves you. Okay.
And now he only has to devote 1 hour of his time now to your program, the Homer Hour, every weekday on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
And that can be confused with my biggest fan 2 weeks ago. I said, Homer, I'm your biggest fan. I know you've been here since 1989. I go, yeah. He goes, how you like retirement?
Well, you're not retired today. Can you handle 3 hours?
Sure, because I'm not running the show.
Yeah, okay.
All I got to do is Tausch. I got to be as Tausch. I can be Tausch for 3 hours.
Well, usually you guys
not
are
not as good as Tausch, but I can do the Tausch.
Well, we're happy to have you as our cousin sub of the day. Thanks. There's a bunch of Packers stuff I want to get into. Some of the conversations that we had earlier in the week, I want to bounce them off you because we only had you for a couple of minutes on Wednesday. We'll get to that coming up. I know you like when you are in for Tausch for people to ask me questions. That is one of the things that we have done previously when you've been the cousin sub of the day. Usually, I mean, really just on Wednesdays now because you turn the show over to John Anderson on Tuesdays and Bulaga on Thursdays. But on Wednesdays, you and I get to talk and you ask me a series of questions. So if you have any, the floor will also be yours. But you can get in on the conversation, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Carbless lists is more. We can also get to some of the other goings on in the sports world. And of course, I'm going to fend off my dog, Sadie, here, who wants her squeaky ball. More Wildy and Tausch with Homer as our cousin sub of the day. Straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Cousin Sub of the Day. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Sources close to the program indicate he will also be the Cousin Sub of the Day next Friday in my stead, because the girls have a gymnastics meet and we'll be headed on the road again like we were on our way to Eau Claire. Yeah, put that in your calendar. Put that in your Palm Pilot.
Today he gets to be Tausch for 3 hours. Next week he gets to be with Tausch for 3 hours.
Who's running the show?
That's a great question.
I don't know. I'm on a cruise.
Not me.
Good luck.
I heard mixed reviews on Tausch running the show with Joe Thomas when I was traveling to Eau Claire a couple Fridays ago, or last Friday.
I think he would take mixed reviews. I don't think he'd be bothered by that at all.
Look, he's. Let me be very clear.
He might not prefer just mixed reviews.
Be very clear.
I want to be very clear. He is a genius, and we are lucky to have him. So,
right. Well, you have to be very clear, because that defends him being just average when he runs the show.
No, it's that when I say I need to have a role around here too. Remember, too, I think that's important. But whenever I give him a hard time, I don't want people to think that I don't love the big fella. I didn't love his Christmas gift, but other than that, I love the guy.
What was his Christmas gift?
You
brought it up.
You did bring
you
it up.
You know you have somebody filling in who might not know this.
Well, I thought you listened to our show wall to wall every day.
No, I did not.
I thought we provided a guide for you on what you might want to go. Because
I listen way more than either the two of you listen to my show. Way, way, way more in terms of percentages, but
I mean, that's not
really
hard.
I know. I thought I'd say it first. You brought it up. What did he give you for Christmas?
Well, there's a lot more of our show to listen to, too.
If you go based on percentage of the show, it might be close.
That's actually very fair.
That was mean.
No,
we
love you.
No, it was meant to be mean. Oh, yeah, we love you. Oh, then it's okay. Yeah, that helps.
No, this is what I'm saying is that, so this, and this is why. This is an unexpected segue here, but this is why the Ben Johnson shot at Matt LaFleur was so confusing to me. Like, I can joke about you having only a one-hour show because you know what a Homer supporter I am. You know that I know that you would like to be on more than an hour. So all of that stuff, you know
not
I feel
anymore.
That way.
I want to be on record. Not anymore.
Okay. Good
I'm
to
happy
know.
With an hour.
Okay.
Put that down. Just be aware of that.
I will make let me make a note of that. But I'm giving a guy that I've known a long time who is my friend and someone who I trust when I need advice or what have you, I'm giving you a hard time. Same with Tausch. That's why I always do want to make sure I do add that he's a genius and I love him, because sometimes I give him a hard time.
I just want to give you a tip.
Yeah,
you don't need to do any of that. It's just crumbs.
Well, it's important to me. But when you juxtapose what I just did zinging you a couple times to what Ben Johnson did, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because it got a lot of oxygen.
I'm just not bothered by it as much as anyone else.
I just didn't think it was funny, and it didn't make any sense because they, like, why
but
be
you
a
don't
knob?
Know him. You don't know him. Nobody knows him. Now, this may be an indication of kind of what he's like. Nobody knows him. Right?
Well, don't you
can't say you're surprised. I don't know him to know what he's like at all. Do you what
so when they have played the Lions, there's a website that's available to media, and obviously the beat writers across all teams use it more than there's not like audio available, so it's not like if you are purely in the radio world, you're going there to get some audio to use, or if you're TV, there's not video for it. It's basically there's transcripts and information, right?
Okay.
So whenever they play the Lions, when the Packers do, I would go to the Lions section of this site that curates all of the different transcripts and everything else from all the different teams.
Right.
And I would read his, and there was never, in the 3 years he was the offensive coordinator, going into or coming out of Packers games, anything from him that led me to believe that there was any sort of either at one end of the spectrum beef with Matt LaFleur, or at the other end of the spectrum that they're buddies and they could rib each other. They have no shared history, and the idea that, oh, that's what new Bears coaches do, is they take they zing the Packers or talk about the Packers.
I don't know, but you knew why he said nothing as far as in a coordinator. The head coach is King Kong. He controls everything, and so a coordinator with the Lions is insignificant because nothing matters, and nothing they say is going to equal what King Kong is saying, not to mention they know that he wants to be in charge of everything, so there was no way, even with that information, Jason, you could have any idea what he's really like. And we still don't know. I took it as that he thinks Matt LaFleur is a really good mind and that he likes beating him.
Yeah.
Because he's good. But I grant you, he didn't explain it very well. So I'm guessing like everyone else. And, you know, we don't, right? You don't know what he's going to be like as a head coach. And it's a legitimate question. He seems a bit of a geek. But he might have been a bit of a geek as a coordinator. I'm sure the people at Detroit, you have inside information that people can tell you what he's really like.
Yeah, really smart guy. I don't want to use the word awkward because I have not interacted with him personally.
I'll use it. Awkward.
Yeah.
But I would go by what people in Detroit told you. I can see somebody saying he's just a little geek, awkward. But that's not viewed as a negative thing anymore.
And very confident in himself. That is also true. So my question regarding
him. But that's
him
a positive sign, you would agree, even to the point of craziness. That's a part of very successful head coaches, right?
No doubt.
They call dial a prayer and ask for messages. You can use that.
I don't think is dial a prayer still around?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I remember when I was a kid, there was a phone line. It was like 414 God Love, and it would like give you some sort of like homily for the day. I always wondered if it was you doing it because, you know.
I don't have enough variety. I use the same one every day, so I can't do it.
My question is, regardless of how awkward that may have been or weird it might have been in our estimation, do you think Packers fans should be worried about him being the Bears coach?
Yes.
Because of what you saw from that offense. Why do you say that?
Yes. I mean, first of all, the biggest question to me is, and again, I defer to you if you ask the people inside, he must think that Caleb Williams can be good. Otherwise, he would have not taken the job. Or if he did take the job and he doesn't think he's good, then he's an idiot, and then he'll fit what the Bears have done recently. But I assume the only reason he takes the job is because he thinks Caleb Williams can be good with his direction, right? And it's got to be the number one reason you take the job, correct?
Well, considering that he could have probably gotten both the Seattle and the Washington jobs, and obviously the Washington job did not have Jaden Daniels attached to it last year yet, right? They knew they had the number two overall pick.
Yeah, and he messed up.
He walked away from that. Obviously, he didn't think Seattle with Geno Smith was a great job. So he came back for another year as a coordinator, which is what the Buccaneers coordinator appeared to be doing. And then the Jaguars fired Trent Baalke as the GM, and suddenly now Liam Cohen is taking that job.
Yeah, but I get that.
Yeah.
What's not to understand? It's crazy the owner would agree to that as a coach being more important than the GM. But, hey, I don't like the GM. All right, fired the GM. Now what do you think?
That maneuver made me think, boy, the remarkable world that we live in.
Who's going to take that job as a GM knowing the coach is ahead of them?
Right. Also, we have breaking news from the NFL from Adam Schefter. The ESPN app now has this nifty little feature where you can get all of Schefter's alerts, but not as tweets. They're from the ESPN app. And from Adam Schefter, the Raiders and Pete Carroll are aiming to work out an agreement to make him their new head coach.
Wow.
That's two sides are in talks.
Who is
but
this
there
again?
Is no deal yet. Pete Carroll set to become the new Raiders head coach.
Oh, that fits.
As a fellow 70-something, how do you feel about that?
No, they're a total mess. Al Davis was a genius, and his kid's an idiot. So, I mean, it's real simple. Raiders have no idea what they're doing, and they'll never have any idea as long as he's the owner. Because the owner is the most important part of any organization. He clearly has no clue what he's doing. And the Packers should be thankful for that.
You don't think hiring Pete Carroll is a good idea?
It is when you don't know what you're doing, because you at least know he's going to have some energy. And but is there a future? Or, you know, like you're owning the Raiders. You going to hire Pete Carroll? No.
Maybe actually. Okay. Maybe someone who's had success, who knows what they're doing, who would put some sort of authentic program in place is what they need. Structure. Right. And remember, Brady is involved with them now. Brady's involved in their search. So yeah. Is it possible? I mean, Pete Carroll obviously won a Super Bowl. Tom Brady knows a thing or two about football. Maybe there's a chance that's a really good hire. Again, this is the same reason why I thought Mike McCarthy, who may not win another Super Bowl with whichever team he coaches, if any, is still a really good hire, because if you have not had stability and structure in your program, he is great at that, and he wins a lot of football games.
Yeah, I could see Brady being like, my owner's an idiot. He'd probably do something really stupid. So let's no one's going to say this is really stupid. He's old.
Other than you just did.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't have hired him, but it's not, you know, it's very possible the Raiders would have done something even more stupid. So, by the way, Brady has to be told to quit immediately. He can't be the voice of the NFL and be a part owner of a team. I don't get that, but clearly yeah, they like having him as part of it. And
couldn't agree
conflict
more.
Conflict of interest that's. And I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in Brady.
Because.
He's better.
He should know better.
Yes. No, by his own standard. By his
correct.
Own standard. Mm-hmm. Like, you're such a media crazy man. And I think he's been doing Botox and stuff on his face. His face has changed. Like certain other women I've mentioned on the air. There's no question that.
Could you? But like, I'd prefer we'd avoid that today.
Whoa, no, I want somebody to start doing pictures of people before and after that they notice their face is different. Not like a new nose, not like big lips, but their face isn't the same. They don't look like Aaron Andrews. You can work on that one.
Okay,
that's one to start with.
Why do we have to? No, stop. Why?
What?
We're not doing this.
Why not? It's the truth that I want somebody to study. They can look at it and say, Homer, you're wrong. Or
do
they can look and go like,
so
damn.
This is.
There's
this
nothing wrong with it. They look good. I can see them doing it. Their face is different. How many people have you ever met when you go, that person looks different? Never up until the last few years, right?
And that concludes our recap of Ben Johnson being hired by the Bears.
And Ed Helms sucked on The Office. Pete Carroll, the candidates for the Raiders job are now being told that Pete Carroll is the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Okay. So there you have it. I look forward.
Is Dick Vermeil still alive?
He is. Yeah, I just saw him. Yeah. He did something with my buddy
Dick Vermeil
Paul Domowich.
Over. I would have had Dick Vermeil over Pete Carroll. You're looking for.
I don't think
people
Dick
you can trust.
Vermeil's looking to get back into coaching. No, I think
he may not
good.
Be. But I'd ask him first.
But Pete Carroll
Pete
is.
Carroll, if I'm going
maybe they
direction.
Did. Maybe because they're such a well-run organization. Maybe they did.
And I will also believe. Put this on the record. Oh, that God. Brady got involved because he was afraid his owner was going to do something really stupid. And Pete Carroll is, for the reasons that you stated, a safe selection.
Yeah, I think it could turn out to be really good. And he, let's say he does it for 4 years, and then you have someone that he grooms to be the next guy who can keep stability. They did not have any stability. It did not work out for Davante Adams there. And speaking of the Raiders.
Hold on, let me just ask you about what happened in Seattle. Isn't that where Carroll was last?
Yeah, but he was there for a long time, and it kind of just started to go
sideways. I know, but you have a good GM that you know and you believe in. So what happened that he lost it there? That would concern me.
I am of the belief that every NFL coach, every NFL head coach has a shelf life, an expiration date at their place, not as a coach in his entirety, but at a certain place. Now, I think Bill Walsh actually was one of the people who would say that 7 years was enough at one place. Now, he obviously, I don't know how long he was actually the coach of the 49ers, but that is, there is that theory. Pete Carroll was the coach in Seattle from 2010, right? They hired him and John Schneider at the same time, but Pete Carroll had a little more sway, and eventually that started to shift through 2023. So Pete Carroll was there for what, 14 seasons, if my math is correct? Yeah. That's a long time. And it was just, it's kind of like Mike McCarthy, right? By 18, it was time for a change. And so
No, wait a minute. You can't. I feel like I'm talking to Aaron Rodgers. You can't do that. Mike McCarthy got fired only because Aaron Rodgers didn't want him around. Only reason. That didn't happen in Seattle. What?
I don't think you're right about
that. You don't
that.
Think Aaron Rodgers could have gone in, or they wouldn't have known that Aaron Rodgers wanted Mike McCarthy still to be the coach, that he wouldn't still be the coach.
But that's different.
No, it isn't. What's different?
Well, the idea that he didn't go in and try to convince them to keep Mike McCarthy isn't the same as him want. He could have been ambivalent to it. But again,
You're trying to sell me ambivalent and Aaron Rodgers?
No, what I'm saying is that both Mark Murphy and Russ Ball and Goody also felt the same way as Aaron Rodgers, that it was time for a change.
Right, but if Aaron Rodgers had felt it was not time for a change,
correct,
and they would know this, not just on him talking to him, they felt that he believed it was time for a change, and that was the most important thing by far, because if he didn't feel there was a change, would they have made a change, Jason, yes or no? You know the answer is
I don't think so, no.
Correct.
But again,
that's my point.
It's not as if they made the change because they wanted to keep Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers wanted him out.
Right, but their opinions were secondary. The equipment manager might have wanted to change coaches.
Because, no, because I don't think, I'll be honest, even by 18, right. I don't think that those three guys that we're referring to there, especially the one who Aaron Rodgers was part of the I don't want him to be the GM crowd of Russ Ball. I don't think that they were overly interested in his input or opinion. So had he gone in and fought for Mike McCarthy, that would have probably changed things. Yes. They also knew that he wasn't going to do that.
Yes, which made it easier.
But they independently wanted to move on from him too.
But you just said they wouldn't have done it without what they knew that he thought.
Well, that's what I think. I don't know that. But again,
that's my point.
Part of the problem down the stretch of his career with the Packers was that they didn't give a damn what he thought. They had no interest in him being involved in conversations about a myriad of things.
Well, then you could say, if he had believed in McCarthy and they knew it, they still would have fired McCarthy.
I can tell you this. That's not the case. He did not want Mike McCarthy fired after that game on his birthday.
Nice try. Come on.
He didn't. He wanted him to finish out the season.
And then get a new coach.
And then get fired.
And you're going to hold on to that? If that's your best case, I rest mine.
No, it's not my
best
case.
Why do you even bring that up? That is so weak.
Because
you know it's weak.
I bring it up because it goes to show that they did what they wanted to do. Because they did not. There's no way. Aaron Rodgers was not on board with firing him when they fired.
Next question for you. If they knew Aaron Rodgers liked Mike McCarthy as coach, would they have fired Mike McCarthy at any point in that season?
This is such a stupid debate.
No, it isn't. It's very important.
Of course they knew that they had run their course. You heard Murphy say it repeatedly.
Yes or no? Did Aaron Rodgers get Mike McCarthy fired? And the answer is yes.
No, the answer is no. He didn't help him keep his job. And you think that those are two different things.
No,
I think those are two different things.
You
don't.
No, he didn't. He was tired of McCarthy. If he had not even gone to them, but had made it clear to you and everyone else how much he believed in McCarthy, he would not have been fired. You know that, and I know that. And they made the right decision because they wanted their quarterback to be happy. That was the only hope for them to win. They made the right decision, but they made it because the quarterback's happiness with his head coach or offensive player was the most important decision they had to make.
Okay.
Yes or no?
No. I think they all knew in the building that Aaron Rodgers was not a fan of Mike McCarthy.
He was ready to move on.
He was ready to move on.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
And would they have made the change if Aaron Rodgers had stomped his feet and jumped up on Mark Murphy's desk and said, "No, this is a huge mistake."
All right, your answer.
No, they
this is what I want to hear. What?
But they also knew that Aaron Rodgers wasn't going to do that.
Add whatever you want.
So
they didn't, he didn't have to talk to them for them to know how he felt about McCarthy.
It's not, but let's be clear. It's not like Murphy and Ball and Goody wanted Mike McCarthy to keep coaching the team, and they fired him at Aaron Rodgers' behest. I think there is a difference between what you are saying is the same and what is actually not the same. So they all wanted to move on. And if Aaron Rodgers
and whose opinion was the most important, and none of the others even come close to being as important?
I don't think I can tell you that they were also tired of the quarterback who didn't play great in 18 either. So I don't think they were super interested. And the fact that Goody was ready to take Drew Lock at number 12 overall in the 2019 draft tells you he didn't really give a damn
then
about
Jason
what the quarterback
just
felt either.
State clearly that they made the decision and didn't care what Aaron Rodgers thought about Mike McCarthy. Go ahead and say it. I want to hear you say it because I know you don't believe it. But go ahead and say it if you wish. If you want to hold on and carry that for the rest of your life, the Green Bay Packers fired Mike McCarthy and did not care what Aaron Rodgers thought was about McCarthy. Those are the words. Please, Jason Wilde.
More Wilde and Tausch with Homer in as our cousin sub of the day. Stick around.
Welcome to the 2025 NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
The NFL Draft is now underway.
Live from historic Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
With the first pick.
Thursday, April 24th on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
But I won't cry for yesterday.
Is this you, or is this some sort of like a parody? Are you in the YouTube comments?
Yes, I love the YouTube comments. I've ditched Twitter for the during the show, and I'm trying to get people involved in the YouTube comments because I'm kind of being told that YouTube is the deal now, right?
And very popular.
Yeah, so I blocked people now on Twitter, too, for the first time.
What?
Whoa.
I've been telling you that for years. What made you come around on that?
No, very few. But if somebody believes I'm horrible, why would I want to read what they have to say?
I couldn't agree with you more.
So you have to go really far. And so I would say I've probably done five maximum, three to five. Because I'm willing to accept when people say you stink and this is why.
Okay.
But if you just, you know, just in Twitter fashion go to a level that I think is, you're clearly not giving it any consideration.
You're just a jerk.
Me. No, I don't know. You just want to hate me or that's a part of what you can do on Twitter. Yeah, there's no... I require some level of reasoning for
decorum.
Whatever you think. No decorum, but I know I can. Like, I'm the proudest tweet that I liked ever was when, and I still push for Hank the Dog being in the Brewers Walk of Fame. I just think it's such an easy. People love to go there and take the picture.
All right,
and I
Hank.
Just pushed it, and someone tweeted, F you and the dog. And I thought, man, that is so good. I don't know how to match that creativity. But, you know, I said I could go off to lunch with that person. But, you know, if every day they're sending something like that, then there's nothing. I'm not learning or laughing. That's my requirement of Twitter. I have to learn or laugh. I got to write that down. That's pretty good.
So could, right, you, go ahead. Could you help us teach Tausch how to interact with fans in the YouTube comments?
I don't know what's the problem.
He can't even get logged in.
He doesn't get it. He just doesn't get it.
Claims he's a subscriber, but he's not.
I can only tell you one thing about Tausch. If he claims he doesn't get it, it's because he doesn't want to get it. I don't know why he doesn't want to get it. There's nothing that he doesn't get if he chooses to want to get it. So,
very well
said. I don't
know
that part. That part I don't understand. I don't. It's not that difficult. I don't know that I had to do something. Or
yeah. Again, we also haven't gotten him on video for like a week, so I'm not sure exactly.
I don't think he sold that this stuff is worthy of his attention because of the number of people. There are very few participants. I always check. Participants now, we have Jason, you and I, and two others. So my challenge is, how do you get more participants? Because I would think this could be the area where people would have questions.
No, you're in the wrong tab. So
am I? Okay.
So we've got, right now, we've got a combined, first of all, Madison is where a lot of the chatting goes on, but we got about 400 people watching between the two streams.
Okay,
and then you have a choice between live chat and top chat.
Yeah.
Live chat, you see everybody. Top chat, you just see really important people like you.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. I didn't know that. I'll change to live chat. Okay. Deal.
Glad I can help.
Good. Thank you.
Speaking of people that are there to help, associate.
But now, still, participants are only four.
I don't have a participant counter.
Yeah, it's under the three dots, dot, dot, dot. You go there and it lists participants, and then you can see who's there. That's a whole separate one for live chat or top chat. But anyway,
yeah, there they are.
But
yeah.
So this is an early thing, so I think Tausch doesn't believe it's worthy of his time yet. So that's your job.
What I can tell you, Jesse, are you changing your opinion on YouTube or no?
This sounds like when my mom and dad call me and they're like, hey, we can't get the printer to work.
Shut up. Shut up. That's just crap. This is not at that level, and you know it.
I'm not saying it.
You're
exactly
just. What do you mean
like
you're
that?
Not
it
saying?
Reminds
that's
me
just
of that.
That's mean and inaccurate. And to compare it at that level is okay. Now someone is saying, and understandably so, that more are on the. There are another 200 plus on the Madison feed. Okay, yeah. I'm on the YouTube. ESPN Milwaukee. I'll change to ESPN Madison.
I try to keep them both open. Again, for those of you that are enjoying Homer's interaction, again, when I'm trying to run the show, I try to get over there. I read a lot of what you write. I don't always engage. I will get back to that coming up. Want to remind you, regardless of whether Homer's in the ESPN Madison YouTube chat or the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube chat, Associated Bank has been with us from the beginning, long before we were even on YouTube. Tausch is still trying to figure out how to do a radio show again without video, which we've been doing now for a long time. Associated Bank has figured out that you have to evolve as your customers do and make sure you give your customers the things they need to be happy and effective with their money, and that is exactly what Associated Bank does. It's not just Packers checking. Even though Packers fans love to have Packers checks, a Packers debit MasterCard, and 10% off the Packers Pro Shop in-store and online, it's also the credit monitor that they have that gives you your free credit score, fraud alerts, everything you need from anywhere. Early pay on direct deposits. You get access to your direct deposit from your employer up to 2 days early. $50 overdraft grace zone, where if you withdraw and you overdraw, as long as it's under $50, there's no penalty. All kinds of great perks that come with the best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More with Homer.
Hey, Smarty, the participants in Madison, they're only about 8.
What?
Again, I don't know. I did not. I will say this, not to sound
participants like... Participants are the number of people that are responding and actually making chats. Not necessarily those people that are reading it. I don't care about all those people
right,
reading
it. Right, so if they don't say anything, doesn't mean that they're not reading along. Maybe they're just not verbose like you.
They're irrelevant to me.
Like 5
they're irrelevant to me. If they aren't contributing, I don't care that they exist.
All right, so if you're watching on YouTube, Homer would like you to contribute.
Yes.
Even if it's just with a hello, so then you're included in the participant
list. If you have some an opinion on something, that's
we haven't
one.
Asked
now,
for their opinion. We've been
I
too
don't
busy
have
yelling
to ask
at each
for
other.
If they care and they're in a chat, they have something they want to say because they think it's important based on our conversation. Just like on Twitter, you don't have to ask them; they respond.
Again,
Kelly says hello. Steven says, I'm in Madison. Green Bay G, homie in the house. Tom, Homer, keep up the good work.
Thank you for all these great participants.
Jerry,
those are
morning.
Those are
Homer.
Worthless, too, and I agree.
And by the way, for those of you curious, he goes by Steve True in the comments section. He doesn't even go by Homer. More Wildy and Tausch with Homer in as our YouTube sub of the day. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Watch every ESPN Madison show live every day. Subscribe to ESPN Madison on YouTube for live video of every show and exclusive content. Just search ESPN Madison.
Be honest, I am exhausted after 1 hour with Uncle Homer, but because I'm a professional, I'm going to continue on, but I'm watching you read the YouTube comments. Are you? I can't believe this. This is such a discovery. I suppose if I listened to your show more, I would know that you're engaging there more.
I'm working on it. Yeah, because I get the feeling that that's the direction everybody's going. I have to make sure that it doesn't offend people. Somebody got mad because during a Marquette game, I was tweeting about another topic.
You're a multitasker. That's part of your charm.
No, it was during a commercial break.
During the under 12 timeout, you're just like, I'm going to tweet about this now.
No, there was a guy who's been a regular person on Twitter, and he had a question about something, and I thought it was worthy of a response. And the person then said they were offended that I was tweeting on something else during the game. So that was the first person I blocked.
But it was not, you were not calling a Cam Jones three-pointer and responding simultaneously, just so we're clear.
Correct. Yes, and I'm offended by, and not to mention that I would say this, that if I was, then again, the complaint is if you're doing terrible play-by-play or
sure.
if somebody said, hey, you don't even know this or that, and then they would have a defense. The problem with Twitter is, and that's why I've gone to YouTube, they don't even listen to the show.
Correct.
But why should I care what anybody says who doesn't listen
I've
to the
show? I've
said
that for a while.
I don't. But it doesn't mean you can't use it to make people aware of the show, as you do. And
right.
Tausch,
that's
you
what we do. Yep.
You seem to have figured it out real well, and I'm trying to do the same. So,
well, I'm glad we can.
You've been very helpful, yeah.
Be helpful to your program. All right. So there I know it doesn't feel like we've had much of a substantive conversation during the first hour.
My dad did text me because he's very tech savvy. And he said,
I'm sure he's not happy about the printer thing either.
You should be nicer to your parents, was the text. Yeah, I probably should.
Not if it's true.
I understand that. And George, we love you. But the line about the printer was really, really funny, in fairness to Jesse.
It was incredibly mean, too. Why don't you?
I don't like, think it was mean. I
well,
don't
no,
think
wait.
It was.
If I had,
he took a shot. I,
no,
that was a
no,
shot at
I,
me, too.
If I have difficulty answering a physics question
tab,
and he says, oh, my parents can't even take out their trash. I'm not done yet. And I'm the guest. I thought you would treat guests with some sense of...
You're not a guest. You're a sub. You're not a guest.
Oh.
Wednesdays, you're a guest. Today, you're a sub.
So subs rank below guests? That's the stupidest opinion you've ever had. You need a sub a lot more than you need a guest.
That's
because I can leave right now.
No, well, I would hope you wouldn't do that.
I would hope, but do you now accept admit that you need subs more than guests? Yes
yeah,
or no?
I wasn't saying that a guest is more important than a sub.
You
I
just
was just
did.
Clarifying what you are. You said I'm a guest. No, you're the sub.
Right.
Who I need more than the guest.
Oh, nice cover. Crumbs. That should be your new nickname. I should have my new nickname for you. Crumbs. Yeah, just throw them a little crumbs. That'll work.
When
you made it clear that guests are more important than subs based on how
no.
I was treated.
When you come on Wednesdays, he's like, oh, one of my favorite humans. Love catching up with this guy. And when you come in today, he's like, oh, look who we got today.
Nicely done. I'm still mad at you, but that's better.
Just to
what
be
was
clear,
your name again?
Yeah.
Just to be clear, Len Casper. Just to be clear, the printer joke was also a shot at me because I didn't know that there was a little participants button that you could check. So we were both being made fun of there by Jesse and being compared to his parents, who he loves very much, except for when they go on vacation when it's his birthday. All right, I want to have a conversation about this number one wide receiver thing that we didn't get to yesterday with Homer. With Tausch, I want to get to it with Homer. I also want to get to it with Rob Domofsky, who's scheduled to appear at 10:30.
Ooh, I will listen well then. That's a great listening time.
And you won't interrupt at all.
Nope.
The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.